We're going to take you into the interesting aspects of the Valentine's Day brain. Our source for this interview is our favorite neuroscientist. We have adopted her as our jazz neuroscientist, Dr. Joan King, who joins us from cellular-wisdom.com. Good morning, Dr. King.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us on this very interesting time of year. Romance, love, the lack of love, it all sort of collides here around February 14th. People's brains do some interesting things, don't they?
They certainly do. And you know, our brains have been developed specifically to create social connections because that's why we have the large frontal lobe that we have. And it's so important because that is what gives us the juice of life.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, you can go on for a long time without food, without rest. You're purely fed and fired and motivated by love. Love drives people to do very interesting things.
That's correct. And look at people who don't have love in their life. I mean, that's when it becomes the humdrum. That's when you're dead without being dead, literally. And one of the things that stops us is an older part of the brain, a part of the brain where fear is located. And so because we fear rejection, we often don't express love. And the shame about that, I love Oscar Wilde's quote, "You love someone because they sing a song only you can hear."
Hmm.
And if you don't sing your song, then the person who's meant to hear that song won't be exposed to it. So that fear, which comes from the older emotional brain, tells our frontal cortex, oh, you're not good enough. Oh, you're going to be rejected. Oh, this isn't going to happen. Oh, why should they listen to you? And we have to learn how to have our frontal cortex, which is more advanced, to talk back to it.
And how do we talk back to it? What do we tell that negative voice that everybody struggles with, fear of rejection?
That's right. And I love Michael Jordan's quote. I don't know it exactly. I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, if he doesn't take a shot, he's got to miss that shot.
Okay.
So if you don't take the opportunity to express your song, your connections are going to dwindle. They will.
Because you didn't take the shot.
That you got to take the shot. Because if you don't, you will miss it. And it's not only because it's the juice of life. We now know that social connection makes a big difference with people recovering from heart attacks, with people staying active longer as we age, as all of us are growing older and living better. Those with connections have brain activity that continues so much better than those that don't. So it affects everything, not just the joy of life. But, you know, we can't deny that delight of sharing because it is what makes us creative.
Creativity, singing. Dr. Joan King is our guest. She's from cellular-wisdom.com. Lots of resources there. There's just a lot of angst, though, sometimes pain from past relationships at this time of year. What do they call it? Singles Day of Mourning? There's another.
That's right. But if we don't learn how to control it, fear will take over our lives. Because fear is the kind of thing that if you let it have an inch, it's going to take a mile. And so the best thing to do when you have that tickling of fear is, number one, stop it, because the emotional brain runs like a free-running circuit. If you let it start, it keeps building and building and building, and it's harder and harder to stop.
Yeah, so you can control it. You can change it.
You can stop it. You could say, what is one small thing I can do that I feel comfortable with?
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, declare your love in person, falling on the floor in front of the other person. It could be a note, it could be a symbol, it could be a song, but something that's connection.
Let's go back to the singing, because you talked about that at the very beginning.
Yes.
And we started with At Last. There are a lot of songs about breaking up and heartache and heartbreak, and there are probably more songs about I Love You.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. And that's because of that deep urging that really is in the human soul and then the human brain. because we wouldn't have survived as a species without connection. It's the fact that we formed communities, that we divided work, that we have children in order to be able to survive as a species. It isn't just, oh, you know, I don't really need anybody else. It's like it's deeply ingrained in our being to be able to express love, to be able to receive love, to be able to connect. You know, if you can't do it personally, you can do it, go to a shelter and help serve some meals.
Oh, okay.
That's an expression of love.
Yeah, you can love somebody.
You can love somebody.
How about that? Dr. Joan King, her website is cellular-wisdom.com. Tons of resources. We have you on, if I could have you on all the time.
I'd love to be on all the time.
Oh, I know. Thank you so much for helping us understand the science of it. Some of this information is in her post called Be My Valentine. It's called A Jolt of Joan. Check it out, cellular-wisdom.com. Happy Valentine's Day, Dr. Joan King.
Happy Valentine's Day, Steve. So good to talk to you.
Thanks.